school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit-forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQL.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories.
It's time for the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show. Classic Hits 101.7. Coverage continues now at the stadium.
And we are back with the Ozarks team of Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. Is your Twin Lakes area real estate experts looking to buy or sell? Give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at the Ozarks team a call today. It is the halftime show, Tobias.
It is. It is halftime here at Bombers Stadium. Bombers trailing Greenwood 7-35. And tonight in the booth, we have a very, very special guest. Please welcome Nick Coleman, volunteer golf coach. Excited to hear what's going on with the golf program this year.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. The boys and girls have... Golf season really starts off in a hurry. We start playing August 1st, and we actually only have about 2 weeks of season left right now. So,
wow.
Boys are playing really well this season. They've got a record of 31-5 so far on the year. Played in a couple of big tournaments. We started the year with the Ultimate Auto here in Mountain Home. Finished third in a 14-team field. Played really well. We played some individual matches here and there, and then we went over to the Hurricane Classic in Jonesboro and played against some really stiff competition. Finished third, had three kids in the top 10 overall over there. Yeah.
How many teams did you compete there?
I think there were 11 in Jonesboro, and then just this week we went down to Van Buren and played at Eagle Crest against all the 5A conference schools plus Benton. That's where state tournament will be in 3 or 4 weeks, so we wanted to get down there and see the course. And we lost to the defending state champion Benton team by 2 shots. Finished second in that field. Had 5 kids shooting a 70s. Had 4 kids shoot personal best rounds that day. So they're trending.
That's incredible. It sounds like you got some really good athletes on the golf team this year.
We do. We've got some really good leaders who are juniors. They've been leading us. We're actually pretty young. We're starting 2 juniors, 2 sophomores, and a freshman in our starting five right now. So, and having that leadership out of that junior class, it's really nice.
Absolutely. What other big events y'all have coming up?
Man, we have
state tournament, but anything else between then?
We have. I think we play 2 matches this week. We go to Harrison, and we, you know, when it was Harrison week here, we had Harrison at home too, and we made sure we took care of them on the golf course first.
Nice.
And they kind of think they're going to hang with us this year. They edged us out of going to state last year. We beat them, I think, 17 shots on Wednesday at Van Buren, so that was good. But we go to their place this week, and then we get Melbourne and Salem, I think, back at Big Creek. And then the following Tuesday, the 19th, is the 5A West Conference Championship here at Big Creek.
Wow.
There'll be, I can't even remember, 10 teams maybe, and top three get to go to state. It'll basically – Russellville's pretty good. I think we can hold them off, though.
Any advantages to – you know, Big Creek's a beautiful course and having that home advantage. Anything there that you think might help the boys?
It is, yeah. We can put the pins in some familiar spots, and they can know that what tee markers we're going to play from in advance. And so we can give them a little bit of a home course advantage. And the Big Creek, as always, is in great shape. And the rough is really thick this year. That rain and heat that we had about a month ago and, you know, playing the ball down, those boys will have an advantage because they've been doing it all summer, basically, and it'll be a wake-up call for some of these other kids.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Wish you all the best of luck there. Let's talk a little bit about the girls' team.
Yeah, the girls' team, they're coming around. They're led by a sophomore. She's been playing great, Abby Edens. She's had a couple of really nice rounds in the last few weeks. They lost a lot last year. They had, I think, 4 seniors graduate from a team that was really good. Anna Torres is back, and she's improving. They got Jordan Massey and Abby Green. They're, I think they're seniors. Don't quote me on that. But they're new to golf this year, and they're both each and every week they're getting better and better. I think they both played their personal best rounds down at Eagle Crest this week. And then Emma Baxley, I think, rounds out their squad. They'll be in action on Tuesday the 19th at Big Creek also in the 5A conference tournament. So hopefully we can both get both teams into state and keep playing for another couple weeks.
Absolutely. We hope that too. We wish you the best. And anything else you'd like to say to Bomber Nation about the golf team?
Well, we've been working hard all summer. And you know, I came on my son plays on the team, and he was an eighth grader. He's a 10th grader now. And I started working with these kids then. You know, when I first moved to Mountain Home back in 2005, Brad Morris had a heck of a program. You know, they won a couple state titles and had kids go to some really good schools and play college golf. And we kind of went down after that for a while. And we've just been working for the last couple of years to get the program back on track. And, you know, we started the year, I think, with 16 or 18 kids wanting to be on the team. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. And with a young squad and with a lot of talent, I really think that they'll bring home a state championship in the next couple of years.
Very good.
That's incredible. That's great numbers for the golf team.
Absolutely.
And that's exciting. And, you know, we're going to wish you the best of luck in making state. And then when you get there, bring home the championship.
Well, thanks, guys. Right. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's been Nick Coleman, volunteer coach of the golf team, our halftime guest. Again, we're at halftime here at Bomber Stadium. Bombers trailing Greenwood 7-35. We're going to take a break and come back with stats. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7. Streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Touchdown!
We'll have more of the Ozarks team at Century 21 LeMack Realty Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 LeMack Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 LeMack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Simmons Bank, nominated by Forbes magazine as a top U.S. bank, takes great pride in investing in our friends and neighbors. For more than 100 years, we've worked to make our customers' dreams come true, earning trust with convenient and reliable financial tools, checking and savings accounts, home and consumer loans, small business loans, and low-rate credit cards. Wherever you are on your financial journey, we're there with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit-forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
The Ozarks team at Century 21 LeMack Realty Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you back into the studio right now at the break. Greenwood is leading Mountain Home 35-7. Greenwood coming into this game ranked first in the state in Class 6A, fourth in the state overall by the Arkansas Sports Media. Again, there was one game in the 6A West that was actually played last night, and Little Rock Christian, who's ranked fourth in Class 6A, ended up beating up on Lake Hamilton 42-14. Tonight, Greenbrier is playing at Salem Springs. The Panthers, it is a battle between Panthers as Greenbrier Greenbrier is up 26-6 in the second quarter. And Russellville is at Pulaski Academy, who is ranked 6th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A. And how about this? The Cyclones are up on the Bruins 20-18 at halftime. That would be a big win for Russellville. They're able to pull that game win off. And Van Buren is idle this week. On the local level, Yelville Summit actually played their game this Tuesday night and defeated the junior varsity team from Lighthouse Christian, who made the trip from Springfield, 42-0 in that game. Salem is at Riverview tonight, and I have yet to see a score update on that game. In addition, Melbourne playing at Cave City. I haven't seen a score on that one either this evening. Harrison is pretty much having their way with Batesville tonight. The third quarter of the Mercy Rule is in effect as the Goblins are up on the Pioneers 41-0. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number one overall and in Class 7A, is losing to Little Rock Parkview, 28-20 at halftime. The Patriots came into this game ranked 7th in the state overall, number one in Class 5A. Conway, who is 2nd in the state overall and in Class 7A, hosting Springdale this evening. Haven't seen an update on that game as of yet. In addition, Fayetteville, who is ranked 4th in the state overall, or 5th in the state overall, and 4th in Class 7A, is just dominating Fort Smith Northside tonight, 56-0 in the second quarter. Also, number 8, Rogers, who is also number 5 in Class 7A, playing at Farmington this evening. And I have not seen a score update on that game this evening. In addition, number 10, Shiloh Christian, who is also number two in Class 5A in Oklahoma tonight, playing against Victory Christian, and I have not seen an update on that game as of yet either. Two teams in the top 10 are idle this week. They are Bentonville, who is ranked 3rd in the state overall and in Class 7A, and also number 9, Cabot. And we've already gone through all the Class 7A top 5 and the Class 6A top 5. The games that we haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Little Rock Catholic, is up on Greene County Tech, 23-0 at halftime. And number 5, Benton, is leading Sylvan Hills, 21-7 at the break. In the Class 5A top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Mills, playing at home against BB this evening. And have not seen an update on that game as of yet. Also, number 4, Pine Bluff, at home tonight against Watson Chapel. Have not seen a score on that game either. And number 5, Joe T. Robinson, is idle this week. We're going to take another break as that's going to wrap up our studio report. And we'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Greenwood leading Mountain Home 35-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee
really
Mack
don't.
Realty Halftime Show will return in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time of year when the rocks start flying at your windows from lawnmowers and weed eaters. Clear up your view with Clear Results Glass. For windows, shower doors, mirrors, windshields, and auto glass, Clear Results Glass can even calibrate your windshield to match your factory settings. Stop by their new location at 5051 Highway 62 East, 2.3 miles from the bypass, across from Plant Family Therapeutics. Or call 870-321-1098 for your free estimate today.
Today comes only once. It is a day of opportunity. What is done with this day will play a big part in determining the future. I am Renata Jenkins Byler with Roller Funeral Homes. That is a pretty bold statement, but a true one nevertheless. Because every day is filled with opportunities taken or missed. At Roller Funeral Homes, we look at each day as an opportunity to prove ourselves worthy of the trust that you have put in us for so many years. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
My daughter gets a cold. I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids, medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job, So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/...
Now back to the stadium for more of the Ozarks Team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we're back here at Bomber Stadium. DJ Peace here with you along with Tobias Pugsley. It is the Halftime Show brought to you by the Ozarks Team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. They are your Twin Lakes area real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell? Give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at the Ozarks Team a call today. What about the stats?
All right, halftime stats. We got Greenwood total offense 406 yards versus Mountain Homes 130 yards. Mountain Home Yates 9 for 14 for 110 yards and a touchdown. Hannaford had 3 of those grabs, 83 yards and a touchdown. And Hubbard has 9 carries for 29 yards. Greenwood, on the other hand, Archer was 11 for 15 for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns before he comes out of the game with what we're told is a dislocated shoulder. So Archer is out of the game. His backup Goodwin comes in. Goodwin goes 5 for 9 for 73 yards and a touchdown. Robbins had 5 grabs for 105 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Davis had 13 rushes for 112 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's been mostly Greenwood to this point, but the Bombers are trailing Greenwood 7-35. When we come back, we'll get second half kickoff started off. You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Ozarks Team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Talking with Jeff Kincaid, Guy Berry Principal.
Guy Berry, we started it 12 years ago for the school district to have our own alternative learning environment, and we've really grown since then. We've come a long way. We've had 3 state ALE Teachers of the Year. Mr. Tim Harris won that award 2 years ago, and then this year at state ALE convention, he was appointed to the Arkansas Association of Alternative Educators State Boards. We're proud to have him on there. It's really been a big blessing.